This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
So I have talked about my son, Quentin, a number of times. And I do it for a number of reasons, including the fact that as someone who has really loved radio for as long as I remember, I love when people are genuine. I love when people are honest about what's going on professionally, personally, unvarnished as it might be, critical as it might be, and also honestly about what's happening in their own lives. And we play at the start of our show a song by Nika Costa, which is fantastic. Everybody's got their something. I have my something. Dan has his something. Adam has a lot of somethings, right?
I mean, let's just, I don't have any something.
Yeah, I mean, it's a long, long list. We just played a couple examples of it.
A little something, something.
Mm-hmm. I think we were talking about that earlier also. I have four important boys in my life. I love them all equally. I do. And I've said this a few times. I'll say it again. One of them is my hero, and it's Quentin. Because of all the obstacles Quentin has faced in his life, he is our surprise child. He is our child where, this will shock you, I'm on a golf trip, and Kathleen calls me and says, wait for it, I'm pregnant. And at that time, we had talked about it many times, and we were out of the business. And if I could, I would be thankful every second of the day that all four of these boys are my life, including our surprise, Quentin. Quentin has had health issues from the day he was born when they thought he had spina bifida. He's had spinal cord surgery. He's had major leg surgeries, failure to thrive. He's getting sick all the time. He's on the autism spectrum. He's epileptic. And he meets every one of these challenges in an amazing way, where he is determined. He is accepting. He makes, I laugh at things that he does, like all of us do towards people close to us. And whether it's Carla or other people that just look at me and it say again how much you love him. And it's impossible to not love my son as a completely biased person, right? I have no objectivity in this. And again, I love Hunter Griffin and Michael tons also. Because Quentin has faced so many issues. Q's never going to have a single day of his life by himself. We have to worry about seizures all the time. Quentin had a stretch recently where he missed probably about 75% of school. And the seizures have been much, much, much better lately. The trade-off is he's missing all sorts of school, and that's not a fair trade-off. And he faces a lot of fears. And because he's on the autism spectrum, a lot of areas where he will understand certain parts of it, But it's tougher for him to have complete clarity. And when he was younger and younger, we did take him a couple times on small hills, tubing. But more often than not, when friends would try to get him to go tubing, he was so fearful. And as we know, this weekend it was just perfect. And I told him, and he was very, very cautious. And I said, we were going to go to a new place, Theodore Worth, and that he could do it. And it was a couple hours if he can do it. And if you don't want to do it, you don't have to do it. And when you see someone who has faced the challenges he's faced when he is I mean, he's had dozens and dozens of medical procedures. And because of that, he has a pretty healthy fear of doctors. But when you see someone who you're just in the tank for, you're not objective about, and all of a sudden it's this perfect 45-degree afternoon, and he embraces it, and you're going on this hill on this sunny day, and you see him, and he just loves it, it just captured my heart. And I took the video, and I shared it with people important, and then I put some words on Twitter, words that I mean. And the outpouring of support from friends of mine and former coworkers of mine and other people in town, it just blew me away. Because we talk a lot about all of us, about social media and how amazing it can be, and also what a cesspool of hate it can be. And to have, you know, this reach hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people, of my kid, and for people to reach out in the way they did, just heartened me to no end. And I tried to explain it to Q, and he gets some of it. Then he got, okay, what can I put on the video, right? Or what can I put on the internet, right? And I don't doubt for a second, every single person listening right now, as I said, has their something. They have their Nick Acosta. And I'm not saying mine is any more important than yours, because in all of our lives, we have all sorts of things that matter a great deal. And when you see something, in this case, someone who is my son, but it could be your friend, it could be your cousin, it could be your husband, and they're able to deal with something and overcome something and then talk about it endlessly for days. And he might even be out there again today with Kathleen because he has a half day of school. It just gave me further hope about what Q can accomplish. And also, it just gave me more faith in the masses on the internet. I mean, we get texts here. I get emails here because we do a show where we give opinions. And we mean it, right? But we also mean it when we're being sarcastic, and sometimes people get it not. So I just want to thank CCO listeners, former friends of mine who retweeted this, who have huge followings, and that's the only reason why this went as big as it did. And it should just give you faith again that when we're left shaking our heads about a lot of things in life that baffle you, that frustrate you, that anger you, that make you question where we're headed, there's still so much good still out there. So I just want to thank everybody who took the time to watch this, didn't react but felt good, did react, because it meant an amazing amount to his father and his family. So thanks so much. If you want to take a look at the video, you can. We have it up on our show account on Twitter, at Chad Hartman Show, and also on Facebook, at Chad Hartman Show. Thanks again, everybody.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.